You're jumping.
I'm wet, Debs.
Right, let's get you dressed.
There you are.
Oh, see. We've had to just sit you in the bath, haven't we? Because you've come back from playgroup and you're a little bit wet.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear.
I'm going to sweetie.
You want a sweetie? Well, we've got some sausage rolls for lunch, haven't we? We're going to have those in a moment.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Hello, I'm the sweetie.
You can't have sweeties. You've had a couple of biscuits while you've been walking home, haven't you? Because Jo was giving Becky biscuits.
Yeah.
And she gave you some, didn't she? Is that Mummy's ring? I keep scratching it, don't I? I'm very sorry, sweetie.
This hurts. I'm going to go in the ambulance.
Oh, it hurts. You've got to go in an ambulance, have you?
Yes.
Well, I can understand me scratching you with this ring because this is the one that Daddy bought Mummy for Christmas and it's quite big. But this one, the engagement ring, we've had this on ever since we had you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing this as long as I've had you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've scratched you before.
Now.
Well, not yet, Thomas. Not after lunch, perhaps.
No thanks.
And then when we've had lunch today, we're going to go to Didsbury because we're visiting Jake and Georgia.
Yeah.
And I think Reardon will be there this afternoon.
And Jake Kelly.
It is Jake Kelly, yes, Jake Kelly. And his sister Georgia.
Yes. And Sonia Isabel.
No, Sonia and Isabel won't be there this afternoon. We've seen her this morning at toddler group, haven't we?
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to lie back, sweetheart? Ooh, nice pillow. You look nice and comfy.
It's hot.
Are you hot?
It's hot.
Oh, it's hot?
Yeah.
Why is it hot?
It's a dustbin bag.
It's a dustbin bag. It doesn't look hot to me.
It's a dustbin bag. It's full of rubbish bags. It's all doggy poo.
Dustbin bags are full of doggy poo?
And just doggy poo. Just doggy poo.
Jess?
My tumbrus.
You've got marks all under your chin. Do you know what I think it is? Little spots. I think it's that hat you wear.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because it fastens with Velcro and I think it must be rubbing under your chin.
Mm.
But you've got lots of little spots. Is it sore?
It's not.
It's not sore?
That's awful sore.
That feels sore. Well, you've scratched yourself on your chest, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got two little places on your chest that have been bleeding because you've scratched them. I have to start putting some mittens on you like I did when you were a baby. When you were a tiny baby, we used to put some little cotton mittens on you called scratch mittens.
Yeah.
So that you didn't scratch yourself and hurt yourself with your nails. I don't understand it though because your fingernails are really very short, aren't they?
Yeah.
We cut them often enough. Looking at them now, they're ever so short.
It's very nice. Not cut them now.
No, not cut them now. We cut them the other day, didn't we? And your toenails. Do you remember when we cut your toenails?
Yeah. They hurt.
Didn't hurt.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have hurt. The only time it might hurt is if you're wriggly piggly and the scissors slip. I don't think we've done that, have we?
Mum, what are you doing now?
What am I doing now? I'm just getting you dressed.
What was that there?
Does that hurt, Tom?
Not.
No. There we are.
Oops. I'm so short around there, Aladdin.
You can see chocolates around there, can you?
Yeah.
Mmm.
And me too.
Very nice.
I'm moving it.
Are you? Don't swing on that, Thomas, now.
The whole lock thing around here.
Right, let's put your trousers on.
I like it. I like your chocolate.
Oh, come on, let's put yours. Oops. You didn't bump your chin on my head.
Yes. Not like heads. Not like heads.
You not like heads?
No.
Oh, it's quite painful, I'd imagine, was it? You bump your teeth?
No, I bump my chin.
Oh, you bump your chin?
See round there.
Right, we'll put your tracksuit buttons on and then we'll dress you in some other trousers before we go out. And I think we'd better give your shoes a bit of a wipe, don't you?
Mm.
sweetheart, would you like to sit down?
Oh, no, no. Am I cold?
You're cold? Well, let's put your slippers on your feet. You've no socks on, but we'll put some slippers on. It'll keep them nice and warm, won't it?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your lunch now?
No.
Oh, no?
I don't like lunch. No. Not like sausage rolls.
You don't like sausage rolls?
No.
You asked for them when we went to the shop specially to get them.
I don't like them.
And unfortunately, because we're very bored, and we'll have sausage rolls. We're cheerful, won't
we? Yeah.
Because it's quick and easy.
But not easy.
Oh, it is easy, Thomas, but Rory doesn't have to. Rory doesn't have to think about what she's going to give you. Would you like some baked beans with them?
No.
For sausage rolls?
Yes.
The other thing I'm going to do. Just wet this hairbrush.
Oh.
And brush your hair because your hair's been sticking up all morning.
Yeah.
I think it's because you've had your hat on.
Yeah.
So just wet your hair a little bit. How's that?
I like water.
You like water?
Yes. No more.
It's not really stayed down yet, has it?
No.
It's that little tufty bit there.
Look!
Has it splashed onto your tracksuit bottom? Oh dear.
Still on. Some.
It's on?
Yes.
So you can see some little drops where the water's splashed. You're rubbing this off with a towel now.
It's not working. Put it down the floor. Put it on the floor, Mum.
What, the towel? You've put the towel on the floor, have you?
Yeah.
Right, that's fine. What happens at playgroup this morning?
No, no. The horse on in it.
Pardon?
The horse.
Oh, a horse. Well, we saw a horse, didn't we? Yes.
Yeah.
When we were walking to playgroup, we were going through the park, or was it? No, we were going down the road, weren't we? And suddenly a lady went past riding a horse. What did the horse say? Clippity clop, clippity clop, that's right.
It's a man.
No, it's a lady dog. She had a riding hat on. That's why you couldn't see her hair. And then as we went through the park, she went through the park. And as we got quite near playgroup, we thought she might be going to the playgroup, but she wasn't, was she? She carried on.
Yeah.
And when we got to playgroup, you were riding around on tricycles and tractors things, weren't you?
On bicycles.
Bicycles?
Yeah. And a car.
And a car?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And then Ben and Charlotte go round and round and round.
Well, Ben and Charlotte weren't there. Charlotte was there with her mummy, wasn't she?
And Charlotte. And Lynn.
And Lynn, that's right. And who else did you see?
I don't know.
We saw Karen with Laura. And Louise with Rachel.
Yeah.
And Natalie with now with the other Rachel. When we say Natalie, I mean Sean was there with Rachel and her sister, Natalie, who's a tiny baby.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Juliet with Michael and baby Jack.
Baby Jack. Take your scarf.
It's your scarf. No, don't put it on the floor, Thomas. That's a naughty boy.
It's not.
It is, because Mummy had it in her hand, ready to hang on the coat stand. And you took it off, Mummy, and threw it on the floor.
Yes.
And when it came to song time, story time, they lit the birthday cake and sang happy birthday to somebody. Who did they sing happy birthday to?
Isabel.
Isabel. It's Isabel's birthday on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did they sing?
Lolo.
Happy birthday. Did you not sing?
No.
And she had three candles on the cake and she blew all three out, didn't she?
Yeah.
And they gave her a birthday card.
Yeah.
And we've got to go to Isabel's party on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, what are you knitting at, Mum?
Pardon?
What are you knitting?
What am I getting? I was just going to the cupboard to see if we had any crisps.
Any clavers?
Well, I don't think we've got any clavers.
Yeah.
I don't actually think we've got any crisps either, Thomas. I think you've eaten them all.
the Chris. I like the Chris. Some Chris.
Yes, I'm sorry, you've eaten the... We've got some little cheese biscuits there, Thomas. Do you like those?
Yeah. Where Chris went.
We're going to have to tidy this cupboard out, aren't we?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened, but when you open the cupboard, everything comes tumbling out.
Looking for crisps.
I'm looking for crisps. Oh, look, here's a few.
There's blue. A brown crisp.
This is a packet that you must have had open before because I've put a little seal on it. Let me just taste and see if it's still fresh.
It's red, red. Red,
there you are. Put on a plate for you.
Hello, Mum. What's all happening?
What's happening? Here's the sausage round as well. Cut it up. How's that? Does that look nice?
Yeah.
There we are, and there's some apple.
Oh.
And a few grapes in the fridge. You didn't eat these at breakfast time, did you?
Not later now.
Do you not want them now either?
No.
We'll leave them there, just in case.
No, I'm not need them.
Why are you not eating fruit? I told you were used to eat such a lot of fruit.
I'm not needing this now.
Have you gone off fruit?
No.
What would you like to drink?
Coke.
Coke? Oh, Thomas. That's Daddy, because Daddy never used to... Well, we never had Coca-Cola in the house. And ever since Daddy's been on a diet, he's been buying Diet Coke as a little treat for himself. And he keeps leaving it on the worktop, so you see it, don't you?
Mm.
You can have a tiny, tiny bit.
Mm.
And then if you need another drink, you've got to have black currant. There you are. What do you say?
It's dirty beer.
It's dirty beer, is it? Yes, it is. There we are. I'll put it behind there. Amy's going to come and sit with you now.
I like Coke.
You like Coke, yes. But when it's gone, that's it, yeah. Thomas. So don't drink it all now. Have a little bit of sausage roll and then have a drink later.
What's this, anybody?
It's a sausage. Out of the sausage roll.
For them, Santa Claus, I got the dollar.
You can see on the beaker you've got James and Thomas and the Fat Controller.
Thrills!
Pardon?
Bunny rabbits.
Oh, bunny rabbits. Yes, I haven't realised that. Yes, on the bottom of the drinking beaker there's some grass and some bushes and some flowers and some bunny rabbits, and they've got little white tails, haven't they?
What's the Coke that I just
saw? You've not seen Coke like that before?
No.
Is it nice?
Yeah. Very fizzy.
Very fizzy?
I like beer.
You like beer?
Yeah.
Well, you mustn't drink a lot of it.
No.
It's got too much sugar in it. You have to be careful of your teeth as well, haven't you? So we brushed your teeth before going to playground this morning. And we'll be brushing them before going to bed. Shall we brush them after lunch?
Yeah. Just one.
Just one?
Just one beer.
Just one beer. Because if we brush them, we'll get all that sugar from the cola off your teeth, won't we? And you don't have to go and see the dentist quite so often.
No.
Mind you, having said that, you don't go often now, you just go for a checkup, don't you? But we don't want them to have to do any work on your teeth.
No. Have another sip of beer.
You're having another sip of beer, are you? When we went to see Joe and Becky yesterday, Becky was calling her drink beer, wasn't she?
I like beer.
That's Coca-Cola, it's not beer.
Yes, it is beer. Finish beer.
Have you? Right, there's no more now. If you want another drink, you've got to have orange or blackcurrant or water.
The one blackcurrant.
We'll eat a bit more sausage first, please. You've got to eat your meals, not just fill up on drinks.
No. I don't like beer. Yeah.
You don't like beer? Yuck.
Little pips.
Little pips? No, it's the pastry on the sausage roll. Sausage rolls don't have pips in them, do they?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying that? It's a nice big mouthful, haven't you?
I can't talk.
You can't talk? I was just thinking you've got so much in your mouth. Because it's into small pieces and then you put two pieces in together, haven't you? Don't kick the table.
Put the feet on the table.
Pardon?
What about the feet under the table?
You're putting your feet under the table? Yes, well, that's where they should be, under the table, but you mustn't start kicking the table leg. No, Thomas, don't be naughty.
Stop it.
Yes, stop it.
Stop it.
You're cheeky, aren't you?
Stop it!
Cheeky boy. It's a nice day, the sun's out now, isn't it?
Where?
Lovely.
Where?
Well, look out of the window.
No.
Well, you're not going to sit if you screw your eyes up tight, are you? We saw Maureen and her dog, didn't we, today? She was walking through the park. Is that all you're going to say to me?
Not bad in the sniffing and dustbin bags.
Oh, that was a different dog, yes. Biting and sniffing the dustbin bags. Yes, because we have our bins collected on Mondays, don't we? But just behind us, the estate going up the hill, they have their collection on Tuesday. So when we walk to toddler group, we've always got to walk past a lot of bin bags on the side of the road, haven't we? And there was an elderly lady taking a doggy for a walk. And she was having an awful job trying to pull the dog past the bin bags because the dog just wanted to sniff, didn't he? I wonder what was in the bin bag.
Doggy poo.
No, I don't think it would be that.
Yes.
No, you don't put that in the bus, don't
you? Yeah.
So that lady was having a job trying to get her dog to walk past because he wanted to sniff. I had the job to get you past because you wanted to wash the dustbin bags.
Look, upside down.
Who's upside down?
Me. Clean, am I cleaning up?
You're tipping a chair back, aren't you? But you don't fall off.
No.
There you are, would you like the other one now? How's that? Oh, excuse you, what do you say?
It's my beer.
It's your beer? Is that what's caused you to burp?
I want something I drink.
Right, then what would you like, blackcurrant or orange juice?
Orange. Just blackcurrants all day long.
Blackcurrants all day long?
Yeah.
You seem to be very short on drinking beers, Thomas.
Yeah.
I've got the tall one here that you took to toddler group. I've got the small one there. Where's the one that you had at breakfast time?
Not on the wheels one. A big little one. Just little one up there.
A little one up there? Where about?
Up the cupboard. Cupboard? You should open it.
Oh, the big big, yes. So look, here's one. I still think we've lost one either in our car or Grandma and Grandma's.
It could be her.
Which one would you like, darling? You have to use the straw.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Your Christmas one.
I'm going to hold it. And then line up pop back current. No.
You just want to hold it?
Yeah.
You hold it and have a look at it, and then we'll put some juice inside.
Hello, I'm drinking Chris. I'm drinking dirty beer. I like it's a clown. The clown, Mum.
It's a clown. Well, I think it's a little soldier boy.
Yeah.
Somebody gave you that for Christmas, didn't they?
I like it.
Yes, I like it. It's nice.
Pull the whole or take the lid off. Mummy, then and hold it. I've got blackcurrant in it.
You like blackcurrant in it now?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And just hold it.
Well, no, I think we need to do it over here, Thomas, because the water's over here.
And I'll hold it. I'm holding it.
Okay, keep it still. Put it flat on the table, please. Right, now you're not to drink it yet.
No.
That's the Ribena juice. That's very, very strong. It's too strong to drink.
Yes. We'll not need a straw.
Then we've got to put water in from the water filter. There we are. How's that?
Drink it now.
Right. Yes, you can drink it now, as long as you're very careful. And don't forget, you've still got your second sausage roll to eat. I don't want you going out this afternoon and being hungry.
No.
I think I'm going to eat a banana now, Thomas. Would you like a banana?
No, sausage roll.
All right, will you finish your sausage roll and then you have your drink?
My daisy.
What's like daisy?
My daisy's mummy likes a daisy.
My mummy's like a daisy. My mummy's called Daisy.
Yeah.
Why did you say that when I started to peel a banana? Why did you think of Grandma Peel Me? There's a little sticker on the banana. Did you think that looked like a daisy? It's from the Windward Islands. I think it's supposed to be a palm tree on an island. Oh, excuse me. Very sorry.
What is my mum? No, I'm just drinking.
Be careful. No, you can't drink it like that, no. If you put the lid on, you've got to have a straw.
Roll it for you.
Why don't you eat some more sausage roll and then you can have your drink later?
I'm having it.
I know you're having it now, but once you've eaten your sausage roll, you won't be thirsty again. Then all your drink will have gone. We didn't have lunch at home yesterday, did we? Where did we go yesterday?
No.
Can you not remember? Cheese and ham sandwiches?
No.
Joe's house?
Enjoying this.
You're enjoying this, are you? Good. Not very pleased. You've got a little red mark on your face now where you've been lifting the beaker up to your mouth.
No, don't want.
I enjoyed that, Thomas.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, is that what you're saying? Excuse me. It's your coughing, I'm coughing as well.
This all fall down.
I think it's because it's quite cold outside and we've been walking about. Neither of us have a cough and cold, do we? Put both our noses everything. Because it's beautiful and sunny today, it's really quite nice.
All gone now.
Is it?
And more.
No, eat some more sausage roll first,
Tom. I'm thirsty.
I know you're thirsty. But you can't have any more to drink until you've had your sausage roll. This isn't why you were wet when we came back from playgroup. Because you're really drinking far too much and not eating enough. And you used to eat a lot more fruit than you're eating. And if you're eating juicy oranges and grapes, you don't feel quite so thirsty.
No. You're stopping it.
Right, are you going to have some
more sausage roll? Not so much, it's a street lamp.
It's a street lamp, is it now, your beaker?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a boy. It's a boy going and lots of street lamps. And Mabel knocked on the street light.
What did you say? Auntie Mabel's not got a street light, but what did you say before about little boys touching street lamps? Auntie Mabel on the television programme when they were showing Auntie Mabel in the streetlight episode. Auntie Mabel said you must never touch street lamps in the street, didn't she? Because they're very dangerous. Do you remember her saying that?
Pippin wanted to sniff it.
Pippin wanted to sniff the streetlight, did he?
Yeah.
And what did Auntie Mabel say? No, it's very dangerous.
Yeah. The raining will go with the street. I also Christmas and I'm building a street lamp.
You're building a street lamp by putting the lid on the beaker. Please have some more lunch now.
My street lamp.
It's a little soldier boy rather than Father Christmas, but he's got a beard. Like Father Christmas, although his is black, Father Christmas has a white one. And he's wearing red and white like Father Christmas, isn't he?
Kissing the street lamp, your Father Christmas. Your Father Christmas is taking your street lamp.
I'm Father Christmas and you're checking my street lamp. Street light.
Yeah. Very easily? Yes, it is for Christmas.
You're saying very easily because the lid went on very easily.
Yes. Fetching your street lamp. shining brightly.
You're checking my street lamp. It's shining bright, very brightly.
Yeah. I finished.
Well, you haven't really finished, have you, Thomas? You've not had a lot to eat.
Just a bite to eat.
Just a bite to eat?
We've
eaten one sausage roll and a few crisps. And you've had some Coca-Cola and some Ribena.
Yeah.
What about some grapes for a piece of apple?
Big fire's on. Big fire.
Big fire?
Yes.
What are you doing, wrapping the little soldier boy in your bib?
It's a fire. Lots of fires in it.
It's a fire, lots of fires in it.
Yes.
It's a week today since Fred and Rachel's house caught fire, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was Tuesday, but it was Tuesday tea time, not Tuesday lunchtime. Because we were sitting having our meal, weren't we?
Yeah.
And Mummy was getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
I didn't go in the end because we couldn't get out because of the fire engine. And also we were looking after Baby Miles, weren't we?
Yeah.
Because their house had a lot of smoke in it.
Yeah.
Couldn't leave a baby in the house with a lot of smoke.
No. I just seen it on fire. Look, there's smoke coming out of it.
Is the smoke coming out of it?
Yes.
Well, that's very clever of you to be
holding it. Over here. And holding it. My fireman Sam.
Is your fireman Sam now, is he, the soldier boy?
My fireman Sam.
Oh, your fireman Sam. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I see. Your fireman Sam. You're putting the fire out.
Putting lots of water on fire and smoke.
You're putting lots of water on the fire and the smoke. Well, that should sort it out, Thomas, certainly.
Yeah. Just better. It's better now.
Is it better now? Well, I'm pleased.
I've got my paper in my mouth.
You've got your paper in your mouth? You mean you've got your bib in your mouth? Mm. Why have you put it in your mouth?
It's my water. It's my water tray.
It's your water?
It's a tray.
Water tray?
Purdy's tray.
Purdy's tray?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what you mean. Purdy has a litter tray.
Mm-hmm.
But she also has a tray in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We put on the floor, and on that tray we have her plate with her cat food. Mm-hmm. And the little bowl with water in it. So what do you mean it's your tray and Purdy's tray? I'm not sure what you mean, Thomas.
It's Thomas the Tank.
It's Thomas the Tank now, is it? You mean the beaker is Thomas the Tank Engine?
Oh, what's happening, Thomas the Tank?
No, but listen, Thomas, just be careful with him, because if he falls on the floor, he's going to smash.
What's the tank engine? What's the tank engine doing?
I'm not quite sure what Thomas the Tank Engine is doing.
Having a nappy change.
Is he? Oh, because you're lying the beaker down, you're saying he's having a nappy change. Mm. We lie you down on the table, don't we?
Mm. And they can lay on it. And a bit of leaf.
Bit of leaf. Well, I think that's a little bit of label on the bottom of the beaker, because we tried and tried to get it off when it was new, and it just didn't seem to want to come off. So there's a tiny bit of sticky still on the bottom, isn't there?
And there's stone back.
I'm just folding up these blankets.
And I want some big bricks. One big wooden tray down the floor.
You want to make some big wooden bricks down on the floor? Building your train?
Yeah.
Right, well, just give me 1 second to finish folding these.
Down Thomas ran again.
Somebody strapped you in. You want to get down, but somebody strapped you in. Well, I strapped you in because you're sitting in your booster seat. Well, we always strap you in when you're at the table so that you can't get down and start wandering off. Those blankets, we've washed them in a special wool wash. Just smell those. They smell beautiful. You smell those.
Mmm.
They're nice.
They smell like Becky's.
They smell like Becky's?
Yes.
They smell like a baby, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. They smell beautiful, so they're lovely and soft and clean.
Yeah. Not on the tape, actually.
Pardon?
And I told her not to tape, Ashley.
What about a tape?
And I put it in the microwave.
Not put the tape in the microwave? Well, no, we're doing a tape now, Thomas. It's in the little mini disc recorder.
The wrong one. It's all the guitar one. And a player one.
Oh, do you mean you want to play with your tape recorder?
Yeah.
Right. Are you sure you've finished this lunch?
Yeah.
Absolutely sure.
I finished Thomas the Tank work.
You finished Thomas the Tank work?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll just wipe the table and we'll wash your hands and face.
Yeah. And my like hand it. Not sticky.
Well, they may not sticky, but you still need to wipe them, Thomas.
Yeah.
So even though they're not sticky, you've been eating crisps, so they'll be a little bit salty. And you've been eating sausage rolls, pastry, so you've got the flaky bits on your fingers, haven't you? I'll have to put those blankets in the airing cupboard, I think, to make sure they're properly dry.
Put them down the floor.
What are you putting on the floor? Crumbs?
Yeah.
I can't do that, because then we'll have to get a new one out, won't we?
Yeah.
The Nunu's upstairs, so Mummy won't be very pleased if she's got to walk all the way upstairs to carry the vacuum cleaner down.
No.
There we are. Just a quick wipe on the table, that's all that's needed. I think most of your crumbs went on the plate anyway, didn't they?
Yeah. They're all clean. My jumper's all clean now.
Jumper's all clean, is it?
Yeah.
Good. What have you done? Brush the crumbs off your jumper?
Yeah. Checking my tummy.
Are you?
No, I'm here.
You're checking your tummy. Is everything in order?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Is everything as it should be, Thomas?
Yeah.
Good.
I duck. I see my finger, Mum.
You're stuck?
Yes.
Why are you stuck?
I see my fingers, Mum.
You see your fingers?
I see my eyes. I'm peeking out.
You're peeking out? So you didn't pull your jumper over your head?
Yeah.
Right, come on, let's quickly wipe your hands and face. Then we were going to brush your teeth, weren't we?
No, thanks. I find that I'm not brushed like this now. No, thanks.
No, but we've had Coca-Cola, we've had sticky things. And you had a biscuit at playgroup and you had a lot of juice. I think a quick brush would be all right today.
No, I don't need a brush.
You do, because you're going to see your friends, Jake, George and Riordan, this afternoon.
I don't need a brush. I'm going to take it down.
Yes.
I don't need to take a brush. No, thanks. I fail.
You
can
get down once we've brushed your teeth. If you're going to kiss Georgia this afternoon, she won't want you kissing her with a smelly breath, will she?
No.
So there we are. You smell nice and fresh and minty. Okay. You have your teeth brushed?
Yeah.
It's only a quick brush. I'm not going to spend a long time.
No.
How's that? Let's do some rinsing.
Uh-oh. My gum is a cank. My snake.
Your Thomas the Tank and a snake?
My snake.
You're a snake, are you?
Yeah. You're a lady.
I'm a lady?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Just give your hands a good wipe
for
your face and then you can get
down. Yeah. Crawling about over leaves.
You're crawling about over leaves?
I meant to eat leaves.
What, you mean when you're pretending to be a snake?
Yeah.
You're crawling about over leaves.
And grass.
And grass? Mm. Is that what the snakes were doing in PetSmart on Saturday?
Yeah.
Or have you seen some snakes on the television?
No, not in the snake. Not on the television.
No.
PetSmart.
I see it, PetSmart. You didn't see them on the television.
PetSmart.
Is that what they were doing? Flicking their tongues in and out?
Yeah. my snake.
You're a snake.
You're a lady.
You're a snake and I'm a lady. Right, that's fine. Could be worse.
Plenty of water.
Well, that's what elephants do, squirt water, don't they, with their trunks?
And my snake doing this.
Oh, is that the other thing the snake did? Did it make a hissing noise? It's a snake.
My big snake.
You're a big snake.
Yeah.
You're a big boy.
My big snake. I'm not a little boy, my snake.
Well, you're still a good boy, even though you're a snake. Where's that snake we made yesterday?
Here.
On the floor?
Not crawling about.
It's not crawling about, is it? No.
No.
There we are. Well done. What would you like to do now?
Eat a leaf.
You're pretending to eat leaves from the carpet now, are you?
I'm just a leaf. My tape was gone.
Pardon?
My tape was gone. And a tape lard.
What have you found?
A tape lard.
I don't know what you're saying. It's a little piece of paper from the notebook. What are you calling it?
Paper book.
Paper book. That's not what you said before, though, is it?
It's a leaf.
It's a leaf, is it?
I put it in my mouth.
Well, no, don't put it in your mouth, Thomas.
I'm a snake. I tripped over your beads.
You tripped over my beads? I think they're your beads, aren't they? Your counting beads.
Oh no.
Mummy's bringing a cup of coffee along, is that alright?
Mm-hmm. It's mine.
You just said you were building a house. Mm. Were you building a house?
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of a house in that book, isn't there?
Yes.
Just sit at your chair.
A milkman. Milkman.
A milkman, yes.
Yes. Turn back. The postman.
Yes. This is a nice book because look, it shows somebody's house. And not only does it show the front door, but it shows what happens inside the house, look.
Mm-hmm.
Bunny rabbits live there. We've got a bunny rabbit preparing some fruit and vegetables. A mummy bunny rabbit cooking. Upstairs, what have we got?
No, no.
What's the rabbit doing in the bathroom?
I don't know.
She's got a toothbrush in her hand. What's she doing?
I don't know.
How about brushing the teeth?
It's not brushing teeth. It's holding it.
Oh, all right. So she's holding the toothbrush. She's not actually brushing her teeth, perhaps. And there's another baby rabbit in bed, so I think it must be breakfast time. One rabbit's asleep, one's just getting up and brushing her teeth, and the other two are perhaps getting breakfast ready.
A milk van.
That's right, it looks like a morning scene, because yes, there's a milk van, isn't there?
Yeah. Postman.
And the postman. And the car's driving past.
And the fire engine.
A big fire engine going past. And it looks like these people might be going to school, because there's a mother. It's a mummy cat pushing a baby cat in a pushchair. But then there's shall we call it a kitten?
Yeah.
That's better than a baby cat, isn't it? There's another cat, look, on a bicycle with a balloon in her hand, so she must be going to school. Oh, and can you tell what this is, Thomas, this bit here?
Yeah,
it's a moo cow. And there's a farmer and somebody else.
I can't see a farmer.
Well, they're rabbits, aren't they? But he's sowing seeds and that one's digging them into the soil. That's a farmhouse.
Farmhouse.
Look, the sun's in the sky. What we can see from this though, Thomas, is very useful because...
Yeah.
Let's just look inside and see if there's an even bigger picture of the house inside. Because when you were in the bath at night, Mummy has problems with you pouring water over the side of the bath, doesn't she?
Mm.
And what do I say to you?
I don't know.
You don't know? I say no splashing.
Oh, yes, no splashing.
And do you know why I say no splashing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do I say no splashing?
I don't know.
Because I don't want water going.
I don't want to draw.
Want to draw? Well, let's take the lid off the pan. You take the lid off then. Be careful you don't stab yourself with the nib of the pen. Good boy.
Not truck. Parcel
block
down.
A parcel truck. Well, do you know what that is? Mm-hmm. This is some scrap paper I've given you because I don't need it now. It was when Mummy and Daddy moved house. Daddy did these on the computer. New addresses. Gives our address and postcode, telephone, number, and that's a picture of a removal van, and it's so full, the doors have burst open and all the boxes are falling out on the road. Because I think Daddy thought Mummy had a lot of things to pack in the van. I was just looking in this book to see if there was a picture of the inside of the house.
Look!
Lovely book, this, isn't it?
Mm. I've got a box.
Here we are, look. That's a picture of the rabbit's house. And inside, there's a much, much bigger picture of it. It says the rabbit's family house. Father Rabbit. Where's Father Rabbit? Can't see Father Rabbit. Perhaps that's Father Rabbit, because that's quite a big rabbit. Father Rabbit, Mother Rabbit, that's Mother in the kitchen, looks stirring some porridge. And the rabbit brothers, oh, there must be two little boys. One's in the boys' bedroom and one's in the bathroom. Are getting ready for the new day. Their friend Owl is waiting for the two brothers to come out to play. Can you find him? Can you find Owl, who's waiting for the brothers to get ready for school or to come out and play?
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He's on the house roof.
Yeah.
And do you remember when we were staying in the Lake District, we could hear an owl? What do owls say?
I don't know.
Tweet-woo!
Hello.
Do you remember that? Tweet-woo!
Yeah.
And look, this shows the inside of the house, Thomas.
Yeah.
What room is that?
I don't know.
Well, it's got a cooker in it and a sink.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it might be?
Big sausage.
A big sausage. Do you not think it's the kitchen?
No.
Oh. Oh, look, and that's the wood pile outside of the door. Do you remember when we're going to the beehive in Didsbury, we pass all those logs, and every week you say, what's that? And I say, it's logs, it's wood. And look, then we've got the dining room. We've got a dining room, haven't we? No, Thomas, because you're getting it all over the place.
Hey. It's mine.
No, it's not yours. Put the lid on and you can hold it. That's a good boy, thank you. Can you see what's above the dining room table on this picture?
Mm.
What is it?
No. Clock.
What is it?
A clock.
A big clock? It's a lamp. It's a light. Like we have a light above our table. And look, the bedroom, what's happening in the bedroom? Is Daddy getting ready for work? He's putting his tie on. Mm. And you can see a little rabbit in the bathroom. What's he doing?
Brushing his teeth.
Brushing his teeth. And then look, we've got the... Oh, that's a strange room, because this is a living room down here, look, with a fire. And a telephone.
I can't see fire.
Oh. Like our fire.
Like my fire.
And then it's the boys' bedroom, look, and they both sleep in bunk beds. It's a bunk bed.
Yeah.
One sleeps at the top and one sleeps at the bottom. And what's this little boy doing?
I don't know.
And what's he, have a look at the picture, what's he doing?
I don't know.
He's putting his shoes on.
Yeah.
And this room, now this looks like a lovely room because look, there's a television in it. And it says a record player and there's some easy chairs. Mm. Aren't they lucky having a room where they can sit with nice chairs and they have a separate room where they can watch television and do things like that? We'd like somewhere like that, wouldn't we?
Mm.
Now, what I'm trying to tell you, Thomas, it doesn't actually show. Oh, yes it does. There we are. That's the front hall, the stairs and the landing.
Mm.
Now, When you walk into a house like you walk into ours through the front door, we've got all these rooms downstairs. We've got the kitchen, the dining room, and the sitting room.
A carrot.
Yes, isn't that funny? It's a bunny rabbit's house. And the picture they have on the wall is a picture of a bowl of carrots. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Laura, pen.
Just a minute.